I mean, it just makes me angry when older people dismiss like activism from people in our generation, or not necessarily activism, but like involvement in politics from people from our generation because it's not on the biggest scale as it was in the 60s and 70s. But I can pretty much guarantee you that if there was a draft, if there were a draft, excuse me, we would see that sort of activism pop up again because people don't wanna, I mean, I don't think people want to fight a. Well, I won't get into my own personal beliefs, but yeah.
You would see it if there was an issue that really affected a lot of youth.
Yeah,
And I
put
think
their life on the line.
that honestly, one of the things that it's really hard a lot of the times is you see a lot of statistics that are like, the young people don't watch the news, or they don't, they don't go to protests. And that's seen as like the comprehensive, ultimate indicator of whether or not young people are involved in politics. And I think a lot has changed, since the
And like
60s.
the political system has changed too.
And like, especially like in terms of the way people interact with it, like Facebook is seen as this really frivolous tool, which it certainly is, but like I think that I know a lot of people who can get online who will, not only register like 5 people to vote on Facebook, but will also be able to like recruit like 100 people to go to a Nancy Boyda rally or a Pat Roberts convention and do it on Facebook, on the internet, which is seen as like this, really frivolous thing to do, but it's just as important and it has just as much political impact as maybe, going to a protest
Or a rally
or
or
a
something.
love-in or something had in the
Yeah.
60s. And, not to dismiss either type of politics, but both are involvement and both are engagement. It's just one is not always seen as being particularly engaging, and I think that's unfortunate because I think there are a lot of kids who are just as engaged as maybe they,
Their
people were in the
forefathers
60s.
were.
Yes, their forefathers.